Hatchet had a train, a Southern Belle, that would went in, I think it's from Shreveport to New Orleans, or from Kansas City down through Shreveport to New Orleans. It used to be quite an event riding a streamliner.
Out on the farm, you're talking about this, you had to dig holes for the when you were putting up those fences for the. Did you ever see them dig holes?
No. As I said, I was out there strictly on a vacation when I was a kid, and I wasn't out there to work.
I always was. But the land around here is very.
It's rich. It's fertile, especially in this area down below.
What kind of soil is that?
It's a black loam. A lot of it is silt. Before the levee system, all this area along the river would flood and deposit a certain amount of the Midwestern topsoil.
You know what they call land that had was overflowed and had to be maybe plowed late in the spring?
No.
This land, but did you have problems draining it or keeping water off of it a lot of the time? Even when you were coming up, I imagine.
You mean out in the farm areas?
Yeah.
No, not that I know of. I can remember the levees seeping. The ditches would always be full around the levee, but where we were, where my parents were from, it had natural drainage back into Lake Pontchartrain, which was a good ways off, but it was a gradual slope. In other words, it was just a headland between the river and the lake.
Yeah. Did they get trees off all the land? I guess they did around here.
Yes. There wasn't a lot of trees in and around Garyville, but the big swamp, well, after you crossed the tracks going north out of Garyville, you got into the wooded areas. Then after you crossed the airline highway, you got into the swamps, which was just, God, I've been through swamps. That's one of the meanest ones I've ever been in.
Really?
It makes the Everglades look like a paved street. In other words, it stretches from Sorrento all the way to La Place.
And it's still down there, huh?
It's still there.
Yeah, they haven't.
Of course, it's been cut with drainage canals and pipeline canals, and it's all, you can go just about anywhere you want, close to where you want to go by boat now. But there used to be an old railroad track from the Stebbins Sawmill in Garyville, it went all the way to Livingston. Now it went right through the swamps because it was a logging railroad. It was a narrow gauge railroad. And I can remember an uncle of mine was a trapper. And he had a three-wheel hand car. He used to take that railroad back into the swamps. And going out after frogs, catching frogs for the market, and headlighting a few illegal deer, whatever else you could shoot. But I've gone back there with him hunting alligators.
Yeah.
I've gone back there with him, not, well, as I said, I was, he didn't have children until later in life, and I was close to him. I was, his mother, his wife, and my mother, were